Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to RateGain Travel Technologies Limited Q1 FY 2024 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectation of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Bhanu Chopra. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am, and a very good afternoon to everyone, and thank you very much for joining the earnings call for RateGain Travel Technologies Limited for the first quarter of this new fiscal year, 2024. It's great to connect with all of you, and I'm excited to share some key updates from this first quarter. Joining me on the call are Mr. Tanmaya Das, our CFO, and Mr. Divik Anand, our Head for Investor Relations. We announced our first quarter results for the financial year 2024 earlier today, and I hope you've all had a chance to go through our financial results, press release, and investor presentation that are available on the stock exchanges and are on our company website. We continue to move from strength to strength and remain optimistic on the travel industry as activity in key markets remain above 2019 levels. The sustained growth of our customers' businesses is creating an opportunity for these businesses to focus on new digitization and technology initiatives, thus driving an increase in spending and therefore building more momentum for RateGain. I'm happy to share some of that momentum is already visible in our business as our operating metrics for Q1, which is traditionally a soft quarter for businesses, have improved significantly compared to last year. Our annual recurring revenue touched a new high at 858 crores, growing at an impressive 80% year-on-year. Our quarterly revenues stood at 214.5 crores, growing at 79.8% year-on-year. We continue to champion sustainable growth by driving margin expansion each year-on-year with a Q1 margin of 17.6% compared to 10% in Q1 of last year on the back of operating leverage across our business, the inherent strength of our SaaS-based business model as we scale up. In line with this, our revenue per employee has improved to rupees 1.2 crore, improving 53% year-on-year. This is a metric we track that highlights productivity and potential to scale up the business without adding additional manpower. We are witnessing strong growth in our Adara business on the strength of the platform and ability to provide solutions that generate high return for our customers. We continue to focus on the low-hanging fruit of bringing it back to a $100 million run rate and believe that we have the right team in place to make it happen as we continue to further invest in this business to drive growth. Adara's brand recognition post-acquisition has improved significantly, where they are once again thought of as a thought leader and premium partner for brands and DMOs. Basically, our product bases our product proposition, our renewal conversations are turning into upgrades, and more clients are choosing to activate performance marketing with us. This is our AI modeling capabilities leading to improved performance. Our new contract wins grew multifold to 59.3 crores compared to 18.9 crores last year, highlighting the strength of our comprehensive digital marketing offering and the adoption of technology across clients to drive efficiencies and optimize their revenues. With a healthy conversion in Q1, our pipeline stands at 361 crores. We generated a healthy free cash flow of 15 crores as opposed to 4.8 crores in the previous year, a significant improvement on the back of improving profitability. Generative AI and its adoption by companies continues to be at the forefront, and the investments related to developing the right solutions and access to the right data set to generate accurate and useful results continue to be a constraining factor, as mentioned by us earlier and reported also by some tech majors, as it in fact starts to show on the bottom line. RateGain, with its own AI-powered data lake and travel intent data, is suitably positioned to solve for use cases across digital marketing and competitive data, helping companies control costs while improving outcomes. We continue to explore a tenable and scalable way to use generative AI and track use cases that have commercial viability in our industry. Global travel continues to remain strong, with 17 out of 22 key global destinations having fully recovered over 2019. The Global Health Travel Index by SIFT, which is an industry benchmark to measure growth, stands at 104, showing steady month-on-month improvement. The Summer Pulse report from Adara also highlights the sustained strong demand for both international and domestic travel in the Americas, reaffirming travel as a key sectoral theme for the next few years. The momentum in the industry is driving policy change, attracting new investments into the industry, and unlocking new opportunities for players like RateGain to consolidate their position through strategic investments in R&D and acquisitions to have a larger share of a thriving market as the industry looks at adopting more technology to engage with travelers. Let's now understand how these changes are impacting each of our business units. The DaaS business, which now includes the Adara data business, contributed to 32.9% of the total revenue for Q1. This unit grew at a strong pace on the back of healthy traction across OTAs, airlines, hotels, car rentals, and cruise liners. We continue to see incremental volume demand coming from our existing enterprise customers. Given the importance of AI, most of our enterprises are deploying AI capabilities for their decision support systems, helping in revenue management and digital marketing. The main ingredient for training AI models is data, and thus we are seeing exponential growth in data needs of our customers over the last couple of quarters. We expect to see this continued trend, which will continue to drive very strong growth for our DaaS unit over the next several quarters. Distribution segment accounted for about 23.7% of our total revenue. Volumes growth held steady in the past quarter, with continued demand across our enterprise segment on both OTA and GDS channels. We continue to be the partner of choice for large hotel chains as they undertake digital transformation products to modernize their distribution ecosystem and optimize their presence across channels. Our order book will begin to monetize some very large projects beginning of this quarter, and we will see full deployment play out in Q3 and Q4, which will poise the segment for good growth in upcoming quarters. Booking.com recognized us as a premier connectivity partner for the sixth year in a row, which is a validation of the reliability of the connectivity platform we provide to our partner properties and to ensure a seamless experience for their guests. Our MarTech business, which now includes the Adara business, contributed to 43.4% of our total revenues for Q1 on the back of leading hotel chains, airlines, and destination management organizations trying to achieve higher returns for their marketing investments. We've solidified our positions with destination management organizations and continue to see good traction in the U.S. market with large enterprises, including hotel chain select upgrade digital media offering to drive higher ROI on their ad spend. We believe that the inherent strength of the Adara platform complements our digital marketing offerings to drive higher returns for our customers and fits in perfectly our vision of integrated tech stack geared towards helping our customers to acquire guests, engage and retain them, and have a wallet share expansion with them. Given the traction we see, we continue to invest in building out commercial teams and are bringing back ex-Adara folks to fuel the growth and our quest to get back to glory days of Adara of $100 million run rate. I'm confident these additional investments in sales and marketing will continue to accelerate our growth of our MarTech solution. Our focus is now to drive RateGain to a new goal of doubling our revenues in the next 3 years. And we've already started to lay the foundation for driving that growth by focusing on bringing in the best talent to scale RateGain. At the beginning of fiscal year 21, we had restructured Radiant to drive more autonomy for each of these business units with the appointment of general managers, helping them drive healthy growth across each vertical, helping us cross a major milestone of 100 million ARR. Over the last few months, we've had leaders from marquee companies such as BCG, Netflix, and Deloitte join RateGain's leadership team to leverage their experience to build a world-class organization. And as we look to further strengthen our leadership team, I'm delighted to announce the appointment of Peter Strebel, the current chairman of Omni Hotels and ex-CEO of Wyndham Hotels, as our new president for Americas, effective immediately. Peter is a two-time CEO of Wyndham Hotels and Omni Hotels and a hospitality industry veteran with a deep understanding of building and scaling commercial operations and marketing teams, playing an instrumental role in creating and driving business development strategies to increase awareness and capture market share. Along with Peter, I would also like to welcome another travel and hospitality veteran, David Peller, as a board advisor. He will be instrumental in helping RateGain scale up its technology offering in line with the vision of creating an integrated tech stack, RevMax platform, and establish strategic partnerships. Peter has vast experience having worked with Google, Booking.com, and having led the Amazon's division of travel and hospitality practice, which was a P&L of $2.7 billion. As we welcome Peter and David, I also wanted to take a moment to thank Chinmay Sharma, our outgoing President Americas, for his immense contribution in guiding our business in Americas over the last 5 years, and wish him the best of luck. On the people front, we saw a healthy improvement in our attrition rate quarter on quarter. We now stand at 17.1%, and we continue to adopt best practices for an engaging and conducive work environment focused on employee welfare and growth. We've launched various initiatives in the past few quarters as we work towards making RateGain the employer of choice. In line with this, I'm proud to mention that RateGain was recently recognized by Comparably as the best company for career growth and for diversity. I'd like to now ask our CFO, Mr. Tanmay Das, to take you through the performance of Q1.
Thank you, Bhanu, and a very warm welcome to everyone on this call. I'm proud to report that the company has posted another strong set of results in the first quarter with continued improvement across all key operating metrics, contributing to robust revenue growth and margin expansion year over year. Steady performance on top line and bottom line in a seasonally soft quarter underlines the strength of the business model and the value we are delivering to our customers. Our new contract wins grew threefold as we continue to mine and build a strong pipeline. This is on the back of continued traction with existing clients and new clients that we will be monetizing in the coming quarters. With operating leverage playing out, we witnessed significant margin expansion and continued on the path of sustainable growth, unlocking value for our stakeholders. Adara continues to build on its momentum and delivered a strong quarter across growth and margins, underlining the strength of the platform. Our organic growth approach continues to be a key pillar of our growth strategy as we focus to build a comprehensive revenue maximizing solution to further deliver value to our customers, or a goal of doubling revenue in the next 3 years. For the quarter gone by, the company reported a revenue of 214.5 crore with a year-over-year growth of 80%. We had well-rounded growth from all three verticals, with DAS growing 139%, distribution at 27%, and MarTech at 88% for the full year. EBITDA grew by 217% to 37.8 crore for the year, with the first quarter margin coming in at 17.6% as against last year 10%, and holding the steady sequentially. With wage hikes given in the first quarter, our operating costs grew by 65% year over year, with revenue growth coming in at a faster click of 80%. As operating leverage continues to play out as we scale up. The Q1 EBITDA is much higher than the guidance given in last quarter of 13 to 14%, as our high-margin businesses like DAS saw significant growth with increased demand of data volumes from our key customers, coupled with continued successful integration of Adara beating revenue growth guidance. Adara continues to outperform with strong revenue growth as it continues to see strong traction with new contract wins, and we have been able to reignite some of the lost relationships in the past few months. Adara, which was loss-making before the acquisition, registered 10.35% EBITDA in Q4 FY23, and this quarter the EBITDA margin has expanded to 15%. This business has very high operating leverage, and with growth we can expect the margins to further increase. Our PAT grew 3 times compared to last year, coming to 24.9 crore, up from 8.4 crore. Sequentially, the PAT was lower on account of one-time benefit of deferred tax asset benefit, which positively impacted the PAT last quarter. Without the one-time benefit, the PAT grew sequentially by 15% up from 21.6 crore to 24.9 crore this quarter. The company continues to have strong customer relationships that are helping in building scalable, predictable, and sustainable revenue streams. With 115 customers added in this quarter, our customer count crossed 3,000 for the first time and now stands at 3,057. Gross revenue retention and net revenue retention stood at 90% and 110% respectively. One of the key metrics that we track is the revenue per employee, which saw a healthy increase of 53% over last year and stands at 1.18 crore. We continue to make investments in expanding our sales and marketing efforts to propel future growth, and with that, our current pipeline stands at 361 crore. We continue to have strong balances where our net worth saw a 15% increase compared to last year and stood at 732.2 crore. Our cash and cash equivalent balance for the quarter stood at 344.1 crore. In terms of guidance for FY24 for the full year, we're confident of beating the growth guidance given last time. And similarly, we would be looking to exceed the 17% margin guidance given for the full year. With that, I would like to conclude my update, and we're happy to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Kanodia from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking the question and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So my first question is related to if I see your gross revenue, recurring revenue and net recurring revenue and compare it with what the numbers were exactly a year ago in Q1 FY23. So the net recurring, the gross recurring revenue at that time was 99% and today it is 90%. Whereas the net recurring revenue today is 110% and it was about 105%. So if you can throw some more light as to what is going in these numbers, that would really help us a lot. Thank you.
Look, 90% gross recurring revenue, gross revenue retention, which is called GRR, is a SaaS benchmark, and 90% is a good metric for SaaS companies. And we try on the NRR front, anything between 110 to 120% is a good benchmark for SaaS companies. And we track them pretty seriously. And this shows the mining of existing existing clients, because our clear strategy is to land and expand. So majority of our growth, if you talk about, is coming from existing clients, and that's how the net retention rates. We continue to strive to increase the net revenue retention.
No, so my question was basically why GRR is falling and NRR is increasing. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's GRR. The GRR was 90 between 90 to 95% historically. It has slightly decreased because the brand engagement and brand monitoring business has seen some voluntary churn because we let go some loss-making accounts. That's why there is the net retention ratio, net revenue retention has decreased a little bit. but from all other business parts, our existing business has been growing significantly. Like some of the DAS customers where the data volumes requests that we're receiving is going through the roof. So those relationships are expanding.
Sure, sir. My second question is related to the margin. So if I understood correctly, I believe DAS and distribution are high margin business, whereas MarTech, the margin is a little lower. And when I see our growth in the last 1 year, the growth has been phenomenal in MarTech. Then what is leading our EBITDA margin to grow in percentage terms? If we are getting more business through relatively lower margin category, still our EBITDA margin as a percentage is increasing. So what has led to that increase?
DAS and distribution have grown at a healthy pace. If you see, the DAS business over the last 3-4 quarters have gone through a significant growth path, and that has really helped improve the margin. Even distribution last year, there was a 37% growth, and this year we are registering a 27% growth. So those two segments have really, growth in those two segments, which was much more than the guidance that we had given, has really, helped us to improve the margin.
Sure. That is it from my side. I will come back in the queue time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Kaushik Jawar from AK Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the opportunity. Firstly, congratulations for great set of numbers, team. So particularly, I have a question related to management. So I see that we are giving a lot of focus on the revenue, but I see the cash flows, right? When I see that, our amount is stuck significant in the receivables. That is, I see 30% of sales. And there is a contingent liability also we have. What is the update on there and on the receivable part? Can you give some clarity here?
Yeah, I mean, receivables, the DSO is currently around 75 to 80 days at this point of time. It continues to improve year over year. I think we're coming back from obviously COVID was 2 years back, but still the after effects are there a little bit because some of the large customers who had given extended credit periods and we're trying to cut them down, but still at 75-80 days. But the conversion is good. There is no significant bad debts happening or allowance for doubtful debt provision that we need to take. The collections are happening, but it is more than what it should be. It should be either ideally around 60 days, which we are continuing our effort to do so at this point of time. On the contingent liability, I think both the cases were in a very strong position. There is no further updates. We have won those cases at appropriate, levels, and department, either may go for an appeal or not. But in both the cases, we are in a very strong footing.
Great. And can you give more color on the why in a SaaS-based business in this sector, when you are giving a value addition to the customer, why receivables also we need 60 days? Can you explain further here?
Yeah, but we are SaaS based, but we are enterprise focused company. So our customers are all big customers, and the payment terms sometimes ranges from 30 days to 90 days. And in certain cases, as I told, during COVID times, we had given extended credit period for these enterprise customers. So our ticket size is much higher than a normal, SaaS companies where the ticket size is very low.
So in a couple of years, then we'll go back to again 60 days. Is that assumption?
Yeah,
correct?
That's the effort, and you should see continuous improvement in that area.
Okay. The next question I have is on the QIP. Because at the time of IPO also, we have raised some fresh issue. Now again, we are coming with the QIP of, I think, massive 600 crores. So I'm trying to understand this. We always look for acquisition. And this time, are we going big on acquisition, or rather than currently we have acquired Adara, so we are in that ramp up phase. So by when we are targeting this acquisition, if it's in your plans, can you throw some light here?
Yeah, so you know, we have a very, very active M&A program that we call programmatic M&A. There's a dedicated team to it, and you know, we're seeing a very, very robust pipeline there. But as you guys already know, we are very fiscally disciplined on what we are willing to pay. And this, you know, this proposal on QIP is really to create a war chest for M&A activity. So it's fully going to be focused on, you know, any big opportunity that might come along, and creating a war chest along the same. So it's more of a enabling resolution. We haven't yet, you know, determined at what time we will do. As we understand it, it is a, you know, it's a window of a year, and at the right time we want to act on it, because as opportunities become available, and the forecast of opportunities that we see right now, we do feel that we will be served better by having a war chest available. And you know, we are also getting a lot of conviction and confidence in how, for instance, we've turned around Adara and other deals that we have done, that we have now the M&A playbook to consummate and drive these synergies. So there is confidence to do more, and this just enables that.
Okay. Like, we have seen your execution in the past, so we truly believe that. But which area are you focusing here? Because there are DAS, we have our own AI-related products, and in the MarTech also we have acquired, we have scaled that, and currently with Adara also we are doing good. So which part you are seeing that where value addition can be more fruitful here? Because
So there are, you know, bunch of companies that are in adjacent spaces in MarTech, in DAS, and distribution. You know, which helps us realize that vision of having one integrated tech stack. And, you know, our focus continues to be in key markets of Europe and US, which is where majority of our revenue comes from. So those are, you know, in terms of geography, those are the markets that we're looking at. And, you know, capabilities are going to be continue to be the areas that we operate in. You know, as we've talked about our TAM being, north of $8 billion, and they continue to be adjacent use cases in each of these business units that we look to solve for, and not everything that we need to build, we can acquire as well. So whatever opportunities we are exploring, you know, fall perfectly in each of these buckets.
Okay. Lastly, I have a question on quite some time we have been working on the products, right, with our R&D team, like RevAI or multiple this one. So yeah. Currently we are ramping up our sales also. So where do you see that, however the SaaS revenue is growing, right, like a hockey stick? So from which year we can expect that the green shoots happening? Currently, we are seeing that, but I'm asking which year really bullish, or you are seeing that, okay, now the things can start firing.
So, you know, the good news is that we've already planted the seeds 2-3 years ago. So as you can see in the numbers that we are reporting, you know, and a lot of the adjacencies that we launched these products in, we're seeing some very, very good traction. But I continue to feel that we haven't even scratched the surface. The foundational thing about RateGain is that each of the areas that we operate in has such a massive opportunity that, I do not believe we have reached the tipping point yet, where we can see, you know, exponential growth in each of these areas. So when do I see that happen? I think it's happening, like I said, because, you know, when we came into the market, we were a 350 crore company just a year and a half years ago, and now approaching 1,000 crores. Yes, there is some, revenue which is inorganic, but we are seeing some very, very, healthy organic growth, even though the base has almost tripled. So, I mean, I would say some of those hockey stick effects you're already seeing in our revenue. And like I said, the good news is there's so many seeds implanted that we will continue to see this trend, over the next 2-3 years. And, thankfully, there is tailwind in the industry also that will be continue to benefit us.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I'd like to remind all participants to please limit your question to 2 per participants only. You may rejoin the question queue if you have a follow-up. The next question is from the line of Karan Uppal from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my side. Firstly, can you clarify what's the organic growth in this quarter?
So the organic growth is around 25%. That's the guidance we had given, that organic growth.
YOY, you are saying?
Yeah, YOY. And yeah.
Okay. And in terms of Martech, so what led to such a strong growth? Is it due to Adara? Because there was some post churn which was happening within the Martech, right? So yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, within Martech, as you know, we have got 2 segments. One is the paid digital media, and the other is the brand monitoring and engagement. And brand monitoring engagement, where we are seeing the churn because we are letting go some of the loss-making accounts. There, we don't have that growth, but the paid digital media organically has grown around 24-25%.
Okay, and rest, I believe, is due to Martech. Rest is due to Adara.
Yeah, that's the inorganic expansion, yeah.
Okay. And last question from my side is, in terms of the overall growth for this year, you had previously guided, individual segments like DAX to be at 30%, distribution 15%, Martech around 20%. But you have grown very high rate in a weak quarter, so to speak. So what kind of a realistic growth we should expect in all 3 segments going ahead, as well as what kind of margins are you factoring in for full year?
Yeah, we will be beating the guidance that we had given last year, but at what levels we will reach, I think it will take us another 1 more quarter to see how the H1 pans out. But yes, that's whatever guidance we had given last time, it seems we will be beating them. But I think more precise answer I'll be able to give in next earnings call.
Okay. On the overall growth, can you give any range? Maybe 20% was the organic number which we had shared last time.
Yeah, I mean, the last time also, from a including organic and inorganic growth, we talked about a 55% growth, right?
Yeah.
So that, I think, we'll be beating that. But by how much and all, I think it will be better to give a better guidance after the H1 ends.
Okay. Cool. Thanks a lot and all the best for FY24.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to the participants to please limit your question to 2 per participants only. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Nagpal from Helios Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. I just had a couple of questions on the revenue distribution or the revenue mix. So if I look at the revenue by engagement disaggregation that you've provided, there's about 37% of the revenue that is transaction based. In prior quarters, the only transaction-based revenue you were generating was generated through distribution. This time, the transaction-based revenue is far in excess of the revenue contribution of distribution. So where exactly is that incremental transaction-based revenue coming from?
So yeah, that's correct. So earlier, it's 25% was majorly contributed by distribution segment. So now the Adara media segment is also a transaction-based model, when we charge to the customer, we charge on per impression basis. So that's why there is a shift in that number.
Oh, got it. Okay, that's helpful. Sorry, and would it be possible to sort of spell out what the Adara media segment is exactly?
Yeah, I mean, Adara has two revenue segment. One is the data segment, which is part of the DaaS, and the other is the media segment, which is part of our paid digital media segment. So we charge our customers based upon per impression basis, and that's how it is part of the transaction model.
All right. Okay. And then the other question I had again on revenue mix. So if the number that you cite as subscription revenue is 63.1%, but if I go back to the revenue by engagement disaggregation, subscription, what is explicitly subscription revenue is 25%. The only way to get to 63% is to add subscription.
Hybrid.
Exactly. So could you give us a sense of how much of that hybrid is a contractual revenue amount that you can expect to receive, and how much of that hybrid is contributed through a transaction or like usage-based billing?
See, all the hybrid revenue has a minimum subscription, right? And that's why we categorize it as a part of the subscription revenue. How much out of that will have minimum subscription and how much is exceeding, I don't have the data ready at this point of time. Maybe in a follow-up call, I can share the more details on that.
Could you give a broad sort of brush of what that sort of split is?
No, that we don't look at that way, so I won't have that data ready.
All right, fair enough. Thank you. I'll join the queue again. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shobit Singhal from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So congrats on a good set of numbers. So, can you give us the breakup, organic growth breakup between the DaaS and MarTech segment?
So DaaS is 30%, organically grew in Q1, and that's what the guidance we're giving. Distribution was like 27%, and MarTech as a combined is around 20%.
Okay. And second question is, sir, so how is the progress on RevMax platform under distribution segment? And what would be the timeline where it will start contributing meaningfully to revenue?
Yeah, so we've actually had a beta release with a couple of clients, and we've also won a very large order with one European chain that we are looking to monetize by Q3. So as we sort of gain trust and confidence of the marketplace, we will look to accelerate our efforts. We've actually begun to, hive off a sales team, a commercial team, just to focus on, taking this platform out as well. But, in terms of meaningful contribution, I do believe that it's at least a year or two away now that we are approaching like 900,000 crore, to get that kind of revenue impact. I think it's some distance away, but I'm very bullish on the kind of traction that we are seeing. And these are very, very large deals, so we will see like a hockey stick type of impact on this, whenever we see it in the years to come.
Okay, sure. And sir, have you given any guidance for Q2 FY 2024?
No, we are standing by, as Tanmay mentioned, our guidance was 55%-58% overall growth and a 17% margin. But as you saw on our Q1 numbers, we've comfortably beaten those numbers, and we do believe that the guidance we gave, you know, we'll continue to exceed that, you know, given the acceleration that we are seeing in pretty much all our business units with the order book that we have. And I've talked about how we continue to recalibrate and invest in adding more salespeople incrementally. So, for instance, we're seeing some, like our growth on MarTech, especially Adara, has been really, really good. And as you might recall, the business was 100 million, came down to 25 million. So we are seeing now very good growth there. So what we're doing is, given they had let go of a lot of people during the time of COVID, we are bringing them back. As a matter of fact, just in the month of July, you know, we added like 4 people back who are ex-Adara salespeople. So, you know, on the back of strong growth that we are seeing, and if you see our LTV to CAC numbers, they are also market beating metrics. We get the confidence to continue to invest in our sales and marketing, and our goal will be to beat the numbers that we've guided for this year, which we are very confident that we will. I think, to Tanmay's point, we just don't know by how much is the delta going to be.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kshitij Saraf from Tusk Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, team. Congratulations on the great results. I have a question. Just beyond the numbers, we see NRR at 110%. So, wanted to get a sense of what's really clicking. Is it the pricing change to everything, a more transaction or subscription based on the MarTech side? Is it the hunting you've been doing and winning the large contracts? So how would we think of the growth which has come along?
So in terms of... Yeah, go ahead, Tanmay.
Yeah, so NRR denotes the growth of our existing relationships, right? So as I talked about, like both in DAS and distribution, I've got very marquee customers who are the big, either the hotel chains or the big OTAs or car rental companies. So both in, particularly in DAS, the data requirement for these companies have increased significantly with the business growth they are experiencing. So that is number one why the NRR has, you know, grown pretty healthy. On the distribution side also, as you know, the volume growth is also there because of, you know, everybody is operating at a higher level than the pre-COVID levels. So the volume growth in the existing clients are also there. So these two reasons are where the NRR has grown from 105 to 110%. Bhanu, do you want to add anything?
No, that's good.
Okay, thank you. And secondly, when we look at revenue growth guidance of sort of doubling in the next 3 years, are you thinking of any inorganic moves here? And just trying to think of, you have the RG Labs on one hand, and then you have a very robust M&A pipeline on the other. So are you going to look to acquire for scale or for a certain skill set that you want to add? Any thoughts there would be really helpful.
Yeah, so it's going to be a combination of really three things, right? So, like I said, you know, within the existing product set as well, we are seeing, you know, quite an acceleration, and we are continuing to invest more in the sales and marketing there. You know, we added more people in Latin America. We're bringing back ex-Adara folks. We've really taken on digital marketing also in a big, big way, and we've seen, you know, a very, very good return on ad spend there. So we continue to invest in that area. So from a, you know, continuing to, you know, if you look at the 4x4, 2x2 matrix of BCG, right? One is you can continue to penetrate your existing products, and we are seeing some very good traction there. I would say, you know, given the organic growth that we are seeing, you know, we continue to see that growth basis, that penetration strategy, and making our products incrementally better. The RevAI, Uno, our integrated tech stack, the RG Lab initiatives are really, you know, new products to our existing customers in that BCG matrix, which will be the, you know, the opportunity to add like an accelerator. And really the third accelerator is really M&A. But as we've demonstrated, if you look at our past record, we continue to acquire at least one company a year since 2018, except for the COVID year. And even today, as we speak, we have a very robust M&A pipeline. So I'm very confident that, you know, given the pipeline that we have, we will continue to at least do one deal a year. So, you know, with the combination of those three levers, it gives us the confidence that we can double our revenue.
Thank you. Thank you, Bhanu and Tanmay, and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mitin, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mitin, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
I have a question.
As there's no response, we proceed to the next question from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, team. And firstly, congratulations on a great set of results. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So, sir, I wanted to ask about, so our doubling of revenue in 3 years, so we are taking FY24 as the base of what we'll double in 3 years, right? Or is it FY23? That one clarification I wanted. And with the increase in the revenue and we see our good operating leverage that we've always had, so what would be the ideal margin range that we could operate under?
So, yes, we are talking about FY24 as the base. And let me also qualify the doubling of revenues as a aspirational goal. So I don't want you guys to come back and tell me, hey, you committed to this. This is what we are aspiring to. And, you know, given, like I said, the product set that we have and how, what percentage of the market that we have, the opportunity that's ahead of us, you know, in fact, also the team that we are building, you know, I can tell you it's not a small thing. Nobody asked me the question on appointing Peter Strebel. You know, this is a CEO of, you know, two very, very large hotel chains in the US. To be able to attract that kind of talent and, you know, how we are now in that position to upgrade talent to take the company to the next level, it gives me the confidence that it's a very, very doable objective that we set out. On your question around margins, as I've stated previously as well, you know, our mature products are actually, you know, north of 25-30% margin. And in a steady state, I do believe that we could, you know, near that number. It is, you know, the fact that the opportunity is so large ahead of us that we continue to invest in R&D and building up a commercial team. So for whatever sales and marketing investments that we are doing today, you know, there will be a lag of at least 2 to 3 quarters, and we continue to invest sort of in that fashion given the opportunity is so large. So, you know, that's why the margins are much lower because we're still a growth story. But in a steady state, I see me, you know, at least let's say at a, you know, 2000 crore number, I'm very, very comfortable to say we should be anywhere between 25-30% margin.
That's very great to hear, sir. So, sir, one more question regarding our inorganic strategy. So with the growth that we are seeing, maybe organic would count for maybe 20-25% of our growth, and a lot of our growth will come from our inorganic sector, or how will it be?
I think what you just stated is a fair way thinking, you know, to think about it. If you do a 25% growth, you can actually double the company in 4 years. And I do believe very, very strongly that given the tailwinds that we have, the acceleration in our products and sales and marketing, that, you know, we can achieve that 20-25% organic growth. And then in addition to that, you know, our inorganic play, which, you know, we've demonstrated that we have a playbook that will add to the rest. So that gives us the confidence of, you know, aspiring to that goal of doubling revenues.
Okay, great. So that's great to hear, sir. Thank you so much for answering all the questions, sir, and all the best for future quarters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prolin Nandu from Goldfish Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, Banu. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Banu. So, yeah, again, coming back to this aspiration of having 25% growth, right? Doubling your revenue in 3 years' time on a base of FY24. So, that's a 25% kind of a CAGR for 3 years, right, in some sense. And that is something which we are already doing organically, right? So, my question is that, is this not a very low bar to have, right, given the sectoral tailwinds, given how small we are in the overall scheme of things, given the size of the opportunity, and given some of the people then to whom we are recruiting, and healthy profitability also. So I'm just trying to, are you being overly conservative in giving this number? Because that's a 25% CAGR for 3 years. You mentioned that you will double your revenue in 4 years, but no, it's 3 years, right, in some sense. So,
yeah.
And you're also mentioning the inorganic part, right, in some sense, for which you have a 600 crores kind of a enabling resolution. So I'm just trying to figure out what am I missing in terms of, between the quality of growth comments and the, quantum of growth aspirations that you have.
Yeah. So these are very good points. From my perspective, we came into the market, we were at, 350 crores. A year and a half later, we are run rating close to 900,000 crores. And now I'm saying that we're going to double in 3 years. So from my perspective, in like 4.5 years, people who invested at 350, now the company is growing like, in a matter of 4.5 years, about 6 times. I don't think a lot of companies in the history of, Indian stock exchange or stock market would have accomplished that. So I'm very, very comfortable taking on that target. And there's still a lot to do, So it's easy to put these numbers in an Excel spreadsheet, but be very confident about it. But there is a fair degree of work to be done to execute on it. And, my belief on setting goals and targets is that, they should be a little stretched, but not as stretched that they're not achievable. So, we want to continue to have this habit of saying things that we would deliver on, which I hope we have demonstrated that we have done. So, look, could it be more? Yes. But I do think that for me and for the team at RateGain, this is very much an achievable target, and that's how we want to pursue it.
Sure. I was just trying to figure out whether are there any any part of the business that you think are going to be a drag or going to grow at a lower pace going forward? That's what I wanted to probably check with you, right? Or is it like...
Yeah, look, I don't see any... Everything that we do, there is clear demonstrated track of it having a product market fitment, meaning that the customers need the product, but as you scale, I think the eye needs to be on the execution. And I don't worry about the opportunity. I worry about execution. And, I've been an operator for now 20 years, and I don't take that part of execution, softly or easily. So I do feel like there is a tremendous amount of work cut out for us. And I think all of us would be very, very happy if we are able to achieve that goal of, getting to a 2,000 crore with a 25 to 30% margin.
No, I agree with you. And Banu, to be very honest, you have demonstrated that execution, right? I mean, since your listing. My second question would be on margins, right? In some sense, we are already at 17%. You want to hold on to that margin of 17% by the year end as well. And clearly, you have talked about efficiencies in Adara and some of the other businesses as well, right? And we are to enter some of the seasonally strong quarters where probably transactional revenues will also be much more stronger, right? So what are the pushes and pulls that you see in the margins going forward, right? I mean, for us to have that 17% number?
Sorry, I missed the question. Can you repeat it again on the, I think it was around margin, right?
Yeah, it was around margin. So I'm saying that we are already in Q1, we are at around 17%, and we are saying that for the whole year also, we are guiding for a 17% kind of a number. And you have, I mean, in your previous comment, you have mentioned that Adara is a very highly operating leverage kind of a business, right? I mean, there the margins can turn positive, right, going ahead.
Yeah.
And then we
Yep.
are also entering some of the very seasonally strong quarters, right, where transaction
Yep.
revenues
Yep.
will also go up. So just wanted to, I mean, I see more of the pulls in the margin part of it, but if you can help me understand what will drag it down for the next 9 months, that would
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. We guided for 17%, and we were actually had guided for about 13.5% at Q1, and we ended up coming at 17.6, and which is again great execution by the team at RateGain. And my belief is that we will exceed that 17% margin, but you know, we don't want to commit to, you know, what that delta will be from what we guided at the beginning of the year. You know, it's something that we wanna sort of wait and watch and probably come back to you guys at the end of H1, where we can give a realistic number. But you're absolutely right. With everything that I see in the business, usually H2 is greater than H1. There's no reason for me to believe that, you know, there's gonna be anything dramatically different given all the, you know, investments that we are doing, short-term investments, which I refer to as sales and marketing. They usually only have a lag of 1-2 quarters where after which they begin to hire as well. We have a pretty large order book on distribution. We are looking to monetize that beginning this quarter and next quarter, which should also see a very nice, you know, jump in our distribution revenue. So yeah, I don't, you know, see anything out there that causes any cause of concern. I believe our H2 should be better than our H1. And so, you know, as Tanmay stated also in his opening remarks, that we do believe that we should be exceeding our the guidance that we, you know, offered at the beginning of the year.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just can you confirm what is the precise inorganic number in this quarter?
So Rahul, we grew 80% year-over-year, okay? Out of that, 25% is organic, rest is inorganic because we have to consolidate Adara.
Tanmay, the reason I was asking this because this is leading to very difficult math for me, because if I do that, it is appearing that the Adara business has grown 60% QOQ, and we just had a 15-day advantage. So am I reading right, or is there some wrong in my calculation?
Maybe, no, I think the calculations are right. Maybe I can send you data, you know, separately. The QOQ improvement in Adara is around, one second. Sequentially, it is a growth of around, yes, 58%.
Okay. So is there any seasonality in this business, or there is some spillover that has come up from the previous quarter?
No, there is little bit seasonality in Adara business. Generally, the this quarter is a pretty strong quarter for them. But I think this quarter and the quarter of October, November, December are strong quarters, and the other quarters are a little bit softer, but they are not materially softer.
Okay. But then if we just simply do this current revenue into four for MarTech business, just take care of all your requirement for the year in terms of the guidance on the top end. So are you indirectly implying the other two business would not grow in this year?
No, Rahul, I think, look, as I said, you know, because Adara business is new for us, okay, and there is a little bit of seasonality in the business as we talked about, we want to have a clear H1 data before we commit to, for any new guidance, okay? So I think we need to see some more patterns because we're currently also investing, which, you know, into sales and marketing, which returns are yet to come. So we need more time to commit to a new new, you know, earnings guidance.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Bhanu Chopra for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you, everyone. As you saw that we had a very, very strong quarter on the back of the overall tailwinds in the industry, great execution by the RateGain team, and as I mentioned, now all heads are focused on this new aspirational goal of doubling revenues, and we appreciate everybody's support. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of RateGain Travel Technologies Limited, we conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.